Good afternoon. I'm Amanda Pfeffer, and this is Ontario Today. In this hour, should there be limits on what landlords can charge?
This is a very urgent situation.
Premier Kathleen Wynne says there is a rental housing crisis, and her government is now signaling it's prepared to turn back the clock, if necessary, on housing rental controls. Controls that were lifted on any new apartments since 1991. And let me see if we can fit Robert in from Belleville. Robert, what is your input on this? I understand that you're with the Quinte Region Landlord Association. Is that right?
Hi, Amanda. That's right. I'm the president of the Quinte Region Landlords Association. I appreciate this topic because it's very important. And as you're understanding, it's not a simple one. It's difficult to have this conversation without talking about the hostile regulatory environment that all small landlords find themselves in. Our members are split on the issue. Some of them feel it should be free market. Others feel there should be some controls in place to protect society's most vulnerable members, like seniors on fixed income and people on disability. But the current rent control system is completely broken. It does not allow landlords to even keep up with costs, the ones that are pre-built prior to 1991. Insurance, hydro, other costs have gone up by double digits, and the most we're allowed to raise rents is 1.5-2%. It just doesn't keep up. A lot of landlords are leaving the industry because of this, and we're seeing a surge in new members across Ontario joining us because we have to focus on teaching them just how to survive the rental laws and be successful. Mm-hmm. And on our website, quintelandlordsassociation.ca, we get a lot of horror stories from across the province of what small landlords are going through. And small landlords are everyday people. They're not wealthy or rich by any means.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're trying to reclaim their costs. Robert, I thank you very much for taking the time to call us with that perspective. And last word to you, Professor Mortaza Haider. Again, Professor Haider is with specializing in real estate at the Ted Rogers School of Management at Ryerson University in Toronto. Just some final thoughts from you about this. And it does seem that this uneven playing field for landlords is chaotic.
The question is, and I really like what the way last caller put it, what we have to do is to design a system to protect the interests of the most vulnerable in our society, individuals who do not have earn a living wage. We have seniors who have many restrictions on their mobility and affordability. And if we were to design a system that safeguards the interests of the most vulnerable in our society and come up with controls that are socially acceptable, not politically viable, so there's a political viability and political desire and all that brinkmanship. But instead, we set that aside and look at controls that are socially acceptable and socially optimal, and then base it on that and focus our energies on not creating rent controls, but creating supply. Supply brings the prices and rents down, not the rent controls.
Because the stakes are high, I guess.
The stakes are very high, and I cannot agree more that the most vulnerable of the society should be so you have to design systems that just do not use one big hammer. They actually are fine-tuned to protect the interests of the most vulnerable and not giving free pass to those who really don't need it.
Professor Mortaza Haider, I thank you very much for joining us today.